91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, it's my pleasure to bring back once again Mr. Eric Clapton and Mr. Phil Collins, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Yes, as you can probably tell, that was B.B. King, accompanied by Eric Clapton and Paul Butterfield on harmonica, by the way, on blues harp, and also a generous helping of Phil Collins on drums on that one. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're going to play all kinds of Eric Clapton stuff tonight. Only one track that doesn't have him on it, and there's a reason for that. We'll get to that in about 20, maybe 12 or 13 minutes. But this also, you need to know that this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and we stream on the web at WNTI.org. Just click the listen button anywhere you are in the world, where you have a computer and an internet connection. So we have a question of the week, and after that, we're going to do the Judy moment. We're going to play something from Old Sock called Your One and Only Man. But first, the question of the week. And if you know the answer and haven't won anything from WNTI in a month, or you can call anyway, because people do, and it's always good to hear from them, and you get bragging rights because we'll say your name and that you got the answer right. So gives you a way to blow your horn, I guess. But you can't win anything if you've won anything in the last month. But what we're giving away tonight is the old gift certificate. We still have some to Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown and Sparta. And they have a lot more than just coffee, as you might have guessed. And so the number to call when I'm finished talking is 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And the question, I'm going to ask it two different ways. One is the simple way that might not be enough information, and another way is a little more complicated. So I'll ask the first just for clarity's sake. Basically, what is the only album that Eric Clapton was the producer for? Okay, so the producer, special role with between the record company and the engineers and the artists. And so he was a producer. Now, the reason I'm going to make it a little more complicated is because, as far as I know, it's the only album that Eric ever produced. But just in case I miss something and somebody calls in and says, you know, whatever, I'm just going to give it a little more definition and say that this is an album that was recorded just after the recording of Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs was completed. Eric was still at Criteria Studios down in Miami. And he decided to record one of his heroes, and it was actually a duo that he recorded. So I'm giving you a lot of information here. And the album didn't come out until 1972, but it was recorded in October of 1970. So what is the album, the name of the artists, or the name of the album, or both? Okay, so 908-852-4545. And now for the Judy moment, Eric Clapton.
Man, Just live by them each and every day. And as the time will pass, I know our love will last. Our love will last. Our love will last. Honey, I will be your man, your one and only man. I'll be your truly loving man. Your one, I will be your man. And I'll be your one.
Somebody help me! I don't know what I'm gonna do. guys if we don't have it there? We need to write another song.
Okay. So that was Solomon Burke with Eric Clapton from the album. Well, I'll give you the whole title. I couldn't fit it on the playlist by any means, but it's Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra. And the album is called Jack of the Green, Small World Big Band Friends 3. So apparently it's not from his show, because he does that really cool show where he has all kinds of different artists on. But it is from the Jules Holland album, and it is Solomon Burke with Eric Clapton on a song called Mabel. And before that, we started the set off with your Judy moment of the week, Your One and Only Man, and that was Eric Clapton from his recent album, Old Sock. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And, I was going to do the Eric influence right after the break, and I realized that I left the CD home. It's still in my CD drive on my desktop computer at home, I believe. But I was going to take a change in direction, and I'll tell you about it next week, kind of reversing the influence from people that Eric has influenced to people that influenced him. So I was going to go way back into the vault to something you probably never heard of before. But we'll do that next week. So after the break, we're going to play, actually do a twofer, a double dose of Derek and the Dominoes. How's that for alliteration? Double dose of Derek and the Dominoes. No intention there. Because these are two songs on the In Concert album that segue into each other, and I think it doesn't do it justice to just play one or the other. You got to play both of them back to back. So it's going to take about 20 minutes. So right after the break, we'll do that. And just another reminder that you can still call in if you have an answer to the question of the week. We got a bunch of calls, and really good guesses. I mean, some really astute listeners had some really good ideas, but not the correct one. This is the only album, as far as I know, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, that Eric has ever produced. Now, he does play on it, but it's not really his record. It's somebody else's that he produced, and it was recorded in 1970, just after Layla was completed. So it's not Derek and the Dominoes or just Eric Clapton. It's somebody else that Eric recorded and produced in Atlantic Studios, in Criteria Studios, rather, in Miami. So we'll take a break now and come back with some Derek and the Dominoes.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Belvedere Diner of Belvedere, New Jersey, located on Route 46, the Belvedere Diner is open 7 days a week and offers a menu featuring soups, salads, sandwiches, desserts, and more. Information available by phone at 908-475-1200 for the Belvedere Diner.
When I made the transition from business to law enforcement, I knew I needed to enhance my leadership and management skills. So I enrolled in Centenary College's Masters of Leadership and Public Administration program. Thanks to faculty who represent the best of two worlds, real life experience, and a commitment to teaching, I developed the expertise I needed to serve and protect my community. I am Patrolman Scott Myers with the Washington Township Police Department. Check out all of Centenary College's graduate programs at www.centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
And that number to call, if you know the answer to the question, what is the only album that Eric Clapton produced, not his album, someone else's, recorded in 1970, call 908-852-4545. And now, Derek and the Dominoes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Derek and the Dominoes from the album In Concert, released in 1972, I believe. That was Blues Power and Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Right here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. The music of Eric Clapton, Crossroads, is the show, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're going to take a late break and play some more music for you.
Hi, this is Alan from San Fermin, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen and Jeremy Messersmith and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts, located on Route 517 in the Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts accepts all insurance plans and has a drop-off box for disposing of unused prescription drugs. Information available at panthervalleypharmacy.com or by phone 908-852-8818.
Piggy's Deli, located on Route 57 at the Shops of Mansfield in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Piggy's Deli has a menu featuring soups, sandwiches, salads, and more. Piggy's also offers a variety of catering options for various events, including backyard barbecues, pig roasts, formal parties, and weddings. More information available at piggysdeli.com or by phone 908-813-3008.
Inside of the belly of the world.
And that's Robbie Robertson with He Don't Live Here No More. That was a fairly popular tune when that came out from his album How to Become Clairvoyant, which featured Eric on a number of tracks, including that one. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we are going to tell you about the question of the week. We had a bunch of calls. I couldn't even count. Really good ideas. I mean, I had to actually check them because I thought, you know, you could be right. Because the way I asked the question was, remember I said, I think it's the only album he produced. But then I gave you more detail and I said it was a duo. It was recorded in Criteria Studios in 1970, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The answer is Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. Now, Buddy Guy was one of Eric's heroes. And of course, he loved Junior Wells as well, the harp player. But he produced this album and he played on almost every track. And we're going to play a track from a reissued version. It's a double CD now. And these are good tracks. It's not like they were just, you know, milking it when the record company put this out. This is good stuff. And this is a song called Last Night that features Eric on slide guitar. So Buddy Guy and Junior Wells with Eric Clapton producing.
Sitting here to tell you I lost the best friend I ever had. Last night I'm trying to tell you I lost the best friend that I ever had. Now she gone me, and that's what makes me feel so bad. I think I'll wait till tomorrow. They tell me every day bring my change. I said, I think I'll wait till tomorrow. They tell me every day bring my change. Hold up both of my hands.
Can we make everything all right?
Yeah, Buddy Guy and Junior Wells with Last Night from Play the Blues, an album that Eric Clapton produced. And he also played on almost every song, at least in the background, if not in the forefront. Foreground, that is. And so, hey, this has been Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. Make way next for E-Town. And after that, Matt O. with The Knife Edge. And he is in the house getting ready to entertain you and bring you into the world of prog rock, as only Matt can. So stay tuned again for E-Town. And then, Matt, have a good night, and we'll see you on the radio next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.